I did all the jobs at the homeless shelter that nobody else wanted to do. And I kept telling people I used to be a millionaire before I lost my home, but nobody believed me. And then one day at Chow, we were making wine or some kind of juice or some kind of alcoholic beverage. And we squeezed enough oranges or lemons or something to get two of them in a bottle, quality products. The rest was no good. Some kids had put some other liquor in the cooler thing and they got all mixed up and it was awful. But and then they were gonna light firecrackers off to start the big thing and shoot out all these snacks and stuff. And shoot out all these drink pouches and all this other stuff using fireworks explosions as the source. Well, someone had lit it thinking the program was already started and the release of all this new food and alcoholic beverage into the country. And one went off, but as a warning one, but then none of the others went off. And then nobody was brave enough to try to put it out, fire out to keep them all from going off. And so I had to stand in front of it and dodge shots of water with my hand and splash water into it and splash Tupperware bowls into it until I put the fire out inside the fireworks display thing. And then because I had done that and all these other things, someone brought me a platter tray at chow time while everyone was eating something nasty. I got to eat shrimp cocktails and expensive cheese and expensive crackers and expensive clams and oysters and anything you could imagine that was expensive, and it was all just for me, and I got to eat it in front of the homeless people. And then somebody said, "You really did used to be a millionaire or something. What are you still doing here?" But I couldn't answer them because I had a whole mouthful of expensive food.